Panhandlers in Olds could be hit with a $250 fine if convicted under a proposed bylaw. I'm sure you've noticed, as town residents, we have noticed a recent spike in panhandling activities in town throughout the winter and into the spring certainly, said Chief Administrative Officer Brent Williams in introducing the proposed legislation at a council meeting last week. We felt that a simple bylaw providing municipal enforcement and the RCMP with the ability to enforce panhandling in Olds is prudent to get in front of council and passed as soon as possible, he said. Olds Protective Services Director Justin Andrew said the bylaw would provide a tool for enforcement services to deal with panhandling. Unfortunately, we are encountering situations where there are acts going on in the community and other communities where out-of-community people are taking advantage somewhat of the goodwill and hospitality of people in rural communities, soliciting donations of funds and money, Andrew told council. It creates an atmosphere of unease and discontent among residents, business owners alike. So, we need this tool in our box so our enforcement officers can take those situations and manage them appropriately through the application of a fairly stiff fine structure to deter that kind of future behavior. Andrew said when suspected panhandling situations arose, the town will look into it to see if it is a legitimate situation of someone in need and who could be helped through social agencies. It's always enforcement's opportunity and mandate to try and offer assistance to people through the channels that are there, he said. They're very capable of helping people in need, so this is not the fact we do not want to help or we will not. That is always the first mandate. A panhandler could be handed a $250 municipal fine if caught by enforcement. Someone choosing to fight the ticket in provincial court could face a fine ranging from $50 to $2,500 if unsuccessful. The bylaw calls for a $500 fine for a first offense, $1,000 for second offense, and $1,500 for third and subsequent offenses. Count. Harvey Walsh said he could not support the proposed bylaw without more information. This is not how a bylaw should come to council. We should have the numbers, the incidents. We are taking a situation that is not illegal in Canada and making it illegal in Olds. That's a pretty serious bylaw that we're being asked to create. Walsh said he would much prefer to see the bylaw come to council backed up with statistics and more information on the situation it is meant to address. Count. Heather Ryan said she has seen panhandlers in front of three local stores but would like to see some numbers on how prevalent it is. Andrew said since panhandling is not illegal, it is difficult to gather data, but complaints are on the rise. The one thing we are seeing is we're hearing from community members where this kind of activity through a select group of people is becoming increasingly forward and obtrusive. So it is specific people coming from outside our community who are starting to press patrons around certain stores, he said, adding panhandlers have been most active near grocery stores and other high-traffic locations. Council approved first and second reading. The third reading vote had to be unanimous to pass at that meeting, and Walsh remained opposed. The bylaw will come back to a future meeting to debate third reading.